Good Wednesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Appreciate USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board President Kirk Herman for coming in and joining us for the first couple segments. Now in studio have Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. Good morning, Kevin. Welcome.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great. Great to have you in. Great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you as well. And thankful we've gotten a little rain in the last week yes. and a half in this area. So looking a little more green than it was just a few weeks ago. So it's good.
Boy, the grass was getting brown, wasn't it?
Oh, it was pretty dry. We'd been out of town and came back, and you could tell it'd been pretty dry.
Yeah, I hope you're watering your lawn or had somebody water
well, your lawn. Well, actually, we had a good friend, one of our professor's daughters helped water our lawn and kept on it pretty well, and she did a great job. And it encouraged me to see all my neighbors who have sprinkler systems that they still had brown spots as well. So it was just that dry.
It was. Well, as we talked about with the public schools with USD 383, busy time right now. I mean, it's always busy. Everybody thinks it's the summer. Everybody's just not doing anything if you're involved in education at all. But very busy time. I'm sure MCC is getting all prepped for enrollment.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the interesting questions our students ask. So what do you do during the summer? And I'm like, I work, you know, because things continue. And it's, you know, as we close up one year, usually in May, we're getting ready for our audit that we have every year just to make sure that everything's where it needs to be financially. And so we're preparing for stuff like that as well as all the events coming up in the fall because, you know, they take a lot of work, take a lot of planning, take a lot of detail, and the gals in the office do a great job with that. So we spend a lot of time with that in the summertime getting ready for the fall and coming up.
And I know you got some events coming up that you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, we're into, you know, people ought to be able to be ready for these in Manhattan now because we have so many years we've done it. Our golf tournament's coming up on Friday, September 21st. It is our 19th annual golf classic. I thought it would be interesting to note that I just finished my 19th year at the school and started my 20th. So there is a correlation to that 19th year and me being there. So it's been a really good event for us. It's Friday, September 21st. It's $150 for a golfer. We also have sponsorships available. We have a lot of wonderful sponsors who partner with us on this every year from the Manhattan community. Our corporate sponsor is Howie's, and Howie's does a great job with that and has been our corporate sponsor for 19 total years. And so we appreciate that, but we love having people out for that. We have a shotgun start at 9 a.m., and the registration fee includes your green fees, cart rental, you know, range balls warming up beforehand, and awards barbecue afterwards. We always give a great logo item from MCC. We give that away. One year we gave a stadium blanket. One year we gave umbrella. One year we gave a Nike golf towels. I mean, we really do try to give away a nice, you know, a nice gift. And this year, I'm unsure for what it is for sure, so I don't want to say, but it's going to be, I think, our best giveaway ever to every golfer. We don't spend a lot of money giving away prizes to like 20 teams or 12 teams. You know, first flight, second flight. We only give away the top three teams, but we spend our money in that everybody walks away with something. And just from extra and being appreciative in the part of the day. So we would love to have people join us that day.
Okay. How many teams usually have for this tournament?
We, I think our first year, 19 years ago, was the only year we had below 100 golfers. And the last 5 years, average anywhere from 135 to 145 golfers. And so it's a great-sized tournament, and the course is full and makes for a great day, and we always hope for good weather. People think MCC, Manhattan Christian College, ought to have an inside track for great weather, but that hadn't always been the case. But
sometimes the message doesn't get there.
Just doesn't get there, but we encourage people to come out and partner with us, and we'd love to have them join us.
And where's that at again?
At Colbert Hills.
Colbert Hills.
Yeah, it's been out there the entire time, and was out there the other day. The course is looking in great shape with the Colbert Charity Classic starting this week.
Yep, we were live from there yesterday on the game.
Yeah, it looks really good out there, and so we're excited about being out there in September. Another event we have coming up, it's our 16th annual Leadership Breakfast, Thursday, September 13th, and it's the week before our golf tournament, and we do this every year to give back to the community. The community does so much for us, and we are so proud and happy to be a part of the Manhattan community and all that it does to partner with us. That one of the things that we wanted to do was give back to the community. And so 16 years ago, had the idea just to do a free leadership breakfast. Our mission statement is to educate, equip, and enrich Christian leaders. And we thought, okay, how can we educate, equip, and enrich the leaders in the Manhattan community? And we have that breakfast every year. We've had great speakers. Oz Guinness came in the first year, Lynn Sweet. Then we've just used a variety of people that we've been able to meet, like the CEO of Ping Golf Company. He has since retired, but we bring in people from industry, like the vice president for Cessna Aircraft, and to share lessons from their leadership. How do they be successful? How do they operate in their realm and what are some of the key lessons they've learned. And this year, our speaker is going to come in from Louisville, Kentucky. It is Stan Franchek from Capstone Real Estate Developers, and it is a major commercial real estate developer in Louisville, Kentucky. And he and his partners have done a lot of great things in their industry and in the things that they do. And one of the things he's going to be talking about this year is customer relationships. And Stan is just from everything I've heard, I've never met him, talked to him on the phone, but an alum who recommended him just says he has a real heart, has a real passion to be excellent in everything he does. And if I've heard correctly, what he has done for a year is he's not taking any salary, and all of his salary is going to support a mission in Poland. And it's a camp in Poland that helps make a difference in that country. And he's that kind of guy, that generous. And so we're excited about him coming in and sharing on customer relationships. And people need to register for that, so we know it's a full breakfast. We have a breakfast buffet that morning. It'll be in the Howie's Activity Center. And they can go online at mccks.edu. And we encourage them to do that. So we have a list of everybody who's going to be in attendance. And we've had last year was our largest ever. First one in the Activity Center. In fact, that's the day we opened it. We had, I think, 175 people in attendance. And so we encourage people to let us know and hope they come be a part of that great event.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. And Kevin, we got just about a few more minutes before we get Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins in studio with us. But there's more going on.
There's more going on. And there's two things I'll share real quickly. And so we give time for that. Reflecting on what happened in 93 in the city of Manhattan.
You were saying during the break that you remember that.
I remember that. I came to town for a meeting. I wasn't working at the school yet, but stayed at the Super 8, and it was sandbagged off, and so that was a unique experience. But we have a free Bible class that we offer, and last year we did it in the spring, and this year we're doing it in the fall, 5 Tuesdays in October. Dr. Dave Henry, our associate professor of Bible, will be teaching on Acts, and again, you can go on our website, mccks.edu, to register. I think last year we had about 70 in that, and they loved participating. And then lastly, let me close with this. We do have a LEAD program, which is an adult education program. People who have so many college hours can do a degree completion and finish in about 2 years if they come in with so many hours. There's a lot of people out there who haven't completed their college degree, although Manhattan community is very blessed with high percentage of those who have at least a bachelor's, but many of them who haven't completed it. And we have two degrees, one in management and ethics, and one in biblical leadership. And so a couple of opportunities. We're transitioning that, but that it will all be offered online here in the near future. And so we encourage people to be a part of it. It's a great degree. I think they would enjoy the classes and just further their development as a person, as a leader. So we'd love to have them be a part of that.
Sounds very good. And next time you'll be with us will be September.
Yes.
And you'll already be a month into school. Are you ready,
Kevin? I'm ready. I love Manhattan. I love it even more in the summer when we have about 10 to 12 weeks of peace and quiet and a little less lines everywhere, a little less traffic. Like, I got to leave 5 minutes later to come here today instead of driving through all the traffic by campus. But yeah, we're ready to have them back because to me, that's part of the energy of this great community and great city. And it's a great reminder of the future of our world that there are a lot of great young people in Manhattan, Kansas, who are going to school here. And MCC definitely has its fair share of those, and so I love it. It's one, a lot of energy, a lot of excitement when they're back, so I'm ready.
Good note to end on.
Yes, sir.
MCC President Kevin Ingram, thanks so much, Kevin, for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
We come back, we'll have Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins. We'll look back 25 years ago to the 93 flood. Here on In Focus, you're listening to News Radio KMAN.